there. I should also say, as we come to this section, some of you, the observant among you, might have realized that we have missed out a couple of chapters. We have skipped over chapters 19 to 21. And if you look at them or you know them, you may be suspicious of why that is, because they're particularly tricky chapters. But I would like to say that's not the reason, or at least not the primary reason, although I am relieved. It's because we've been following in this series, haven't we, the life of Abraham, but particularly the life of faith as he is heard and received God's promises, and he has kept and trusted those through all the ups and downs of his life of faith. And so this is our last week before Christmas, and I thought it would be a bit of a shame if, after all these promises of this child that we've seen, if we didn't actually see the child actually born. So I thought it would be best just to look at this particular chapter as a conclusion, as we see Isaac born, but also as we see this ultimate example and the sort of resolution, if you like, of Abraham's life of faith. I will put on the website some talks from a church my friend is at for those chapters. So if you want to, you can go and listen to them. And if you want to sort of find out about chapters 19.